The Orange Crush Panthers enjoyed their zero candy bars for the first time this season by pitching an 18-0 shutout last week. But can the Orange offense match their vaunted defense tonight when the ravenous Panthers welcome Riverside to Hillsboro?
Orange isn't our only area team off to a strong start. Northwood, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill are also off to 2-0 starts. But with Carrboro lining up this week versus Chapel Hill, we'll have only two of those teams survive.
97.9 FM, WCHL Championship Sports, presents The Grid. WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show. Join WCHL as we preview all the area games and the storylines you care about. All season long, The Grid is your home for all your area schools, including the Carrboro Jaguars, the East Chapel Hill Wildcats, the Chapel Hill Tigers, and all the surrounding area schools from Orange and Chatham counties. The Grid, WCHL's exclusive high school football pregame show, starts now.
Last week in Chapel Hill, the Tigers toppled South Granville as Connor Stowe hit Brandon Wendell on a 7-yard touchdown pass, and Austin Turner rumbled 40 yards on a score on a fumble recovery for the Tigers in a 24-6 win.
The Red Wolves posted a 16-0 shutout win over Southern Vance, a team that is yet to score a single point on the season.
Speaking of strong defensive play, Matt, how about Northwood defensive end Elijah Washington? He racked up 21 tackles and 3 sacks in the Chargers 14-8 win over Southern Lee. Both quarterbacks tossed 3 interceptions in the game, including Ty Pinnix, who was lifted in favor of Jacob Fowler. Fowler hit Montel Goods on a 76-yard scoring strike for the game-winning touchdown.
Orange is certainly passing out more zero candy bars. They handed Northern Durham an 18-0 defeat Friday night. Michael Bolden rushed for a pair of scores, and the Crush defense limited the Knights to a mere 22 yards of total offense.
In our WCHL game and lone showdown of area locals, a rejuvenated Carrboro squad thumped East Chapel Hill 45-12 as Trey Sharp piled up 186 yards and 3 touchdowns on just 13 carries. Theodore Bilden had 2 picks for the Jags.
And now we talk to Orange head coach Pat Moser. All right, so coach, last week you got back on track with your defense. It's another shutout win, some zero bars for your team. What were your final takeaways from last week's victory?
Well, I think the first thing is our defense played as good as we could have asked them to play or wanted them to play. They had a shutout, of course, and our offense gave them the ball down, you know, deep in scoring territory a couple of times, a blocked punt and an interception, and I thought our defense answered real well. So real proud of those kids. They're starting to play very good football. Offensively, I thought we did good. You know, we scored 3 times, and we had an opportunity to score a couple more and just didn't. I think we're getting better offensively. Right now that's our goal. We just want to continue to improve.
Coach, you had more sacks on the defensive side of the football with 6 than you allowed first downs. That they were only managed to get 4 first downs. Did you sense this kind of performance was coming after kind of the letdown in week 1?
Yeah, I knew they had the ability to do it. I think we have a very good defensive line, and I think our linebackers are pretty good too. Our defensive backs are certainly getting better quick. They did a great job against the pass Friday. So, all as a unit, we were hoping that they would be real stingy, and I think they were. They're going to have to continue to improve, but, 4 first downs is pretty good, and that's all we allowed. So, couldn't be more happy, really.
Coach, Michael Bolden rushed for a pair of scores. What are you seeing out of him at the running back position?
Well, I think we went into the game wanting to run Michael more than usual. We have been so talented in the past at wing back that we really haven't run our fullback a whole lot. That being the case, we decided we wanted to run Mike 10 to 15 times, see what would happen, and he answered. He had some very nice runs of 8 to 12 yards, and then scored two times. He had a big game, and so I was glad to see that.
Coach, this week in practice, it's pretty brutal, the temperatures. How are you guys hanging in there?
We're kind of looking with our trainer to see what we can do. We might be practicing light today. I had three of my PE classes outside, and I'm ringing wet. It's brutally hot. So, you know, we'll adjust. We'll take care of our kids and make sure that we don't endanger anybody. But we'll do all that we can do considering the situation.
At this point in the season, Coach, what are you really looking for as the season progresses to really tell you that you're where you need to be before you really hit it hard with conference play?
We want to see our offense improve and create more yards and more points right now and to become a little more sound on special teams. Also, another stat that we've been looking at is turnovers. We think that our defense needs to maybe increase our turnover ratio a little bit more, and I don't know why that hadn't happened. We've been playing hard and hitting hard, and we've had a couple of fumbles on the ground that we didn't get, and we've had a couple of dropped interceptions that we didn't get. So, you know, we're kind of just preaching to our kids, you know, let's look towards more turnovers and just playing better basic football.
Coach, it seems your whole league is really being successful early on in the season. What does that say for your conference, and how excited are the guys knowing that the tough competition that awaits them?
I think for sure that our kids and our coaches as well, we are looking and seeing what's happening around our conference. And as usual, you know, there's, I think, 5-6 teams in this conference that are pretty tough. So we try to stress taking everything one game at a time, and our conference will get to us soon enough, you know. But we're aware. We know Northwood's coming in 2 weeks, and we know that Northwood is real good. So our job, I think, right now is to just try to take care of ourselves, try to get as good as we can get by the time we hit conference play. And then we'll see what happens.
Up next, we'll speak with Northwood coach Bill Hall and Cedar Ridge mentor Clay Jones.
I'm waking up to ash and dust. I wipe my brow and I sweat my rust. I'm breathing in the chemicals.
Here's our interview with Northwood coach Bill Hall.
Coach, a comment for me on that win over Southern Lee, 14-8, pretty close contest.
It's a great high school football game. Southern Lee's defense might be one of the top defenses we see this season. They held us in check all night, and thanks to Jacob Fowler, backup quarterback, hitting Montel Goods on a 76-yard touchdown pass with a minute 15 to go, we were fortunate enough to pull out a win. And you know, Ty got a little banged up in there. Jacob came in the middle of the fourth quarter, did a great job for us.
Okay, so how is Ty now?
Ty's day-to-day. We'll see. We're not sure how it's going to play out for Friday night at this point in time, but we shall see.
So the reason Ty came out and Jacob came in was an injury?
It was an injury. It was an injury. And again, he's day-to-day right now.
What kind of injury?
He's had a little head injury. We're not sure it's a concussion yet.
All right.
And as we take this on Tuesday, we'll find out more about it today's practice, and we'll know for sure.
Follow up on that later. Comment for me on the amazing play of Elijah Washington, your defense. 20 tackles, 10 for a loss, 3 sacks. What's your comment on that?
Well, Elijah was definitely our best player on the field Friday night, and our defense is playing pretty well right now. Elijah, like I said, 20 tackles, 10 solos, and 4 for loss, 2 or 3 sacks in there. He also played O-line for us over 3 quarters of the game, so he had a heck of a night.
Tiring.
Well, he had a heck of a night, and you know, this is what we've been waiting from Elijah for the last 2 or 3 years, and he stepped up. He's a senior captain for us this year, and he's doing a great job for us.
Speaking of years, how does that rank among the all-time performances you've seen, and maybe on defense, offense, both?
For D linemen, you know, getting 20 tackles is pretty tough to accomplish. I can only remember one kid doing that from the D line position over my last 14 years. You know, we've had some linebackers get up there in the 20 range, but you know, only one other time where I lead D linemen.
Comment for me on your ground game again. It came through for you as the passing kind of struggled a bit.
Well, we got two good backs, and they both had some successful carries the other night. Again, Southern Lee's defense was amazing, and speed all over the field, and they put their athletes on defense, and they did a good job. But we still like where we are right now.
Any concerns with the tie and the three picks?
No. Two of those balls were deflected balls. We're not worried about Ty. His playing, we're not worried about it. We're worried about his health right now a little bit, but that's not really a concern going into this week.
And I'm going to follow up with you one more on that. It's not exactly Hoyer or Manziel stuff with the Browns, but do you have a quarterback situation on your hands?
No. Ty is our quarterback. If he's injured, Jacob Fowler's our quarterback.
I had to ask, and Jacob obviously came through, too, so that's big to know that.
Right, and that's been one of our preseason questions. Did we have a backup in case something happened to Ty, and Jacob showed us he could do the job if something happened.
In a big spot, too.
In a huge spot, yes, sir.
This week you have Chatham County rival Jordan Matthews coming up. Last year you won a tight contest, if I recall, on their turf. They're coming here to Pittsboro. What do you know about them going into Friday?
Very athletic, not very deep. Numbers are down over there. They don't have a JV program this year, so all their guys are on varsity. And it's a rival. It's Duke, Carolina. It's Ohio State, Michigan. It's big time. It's both teams' Super Bowl until we get to the conference. You know, we preach it, and it's a game we definitely want to win, and it's a game they definitely want to win. But they're very athletic, and they're going to cause problems, so we got to be ready to go.
Your last time playing them, too, as coach. Does that mean anything to you?
One at a time, and we'll see how it goes, but definitely want to go out on top in this rivalry.
I think at the end of the season, maybe I'll get a little bit more from you. Any other injuries or concerns heading into that game?
We're starting to get some of our players back. We're getting a D lineman, Tyler Lowe, back this week. First game action he'll see this year. But besides that, our tie is our main concern. We'll see how that goes.
And that defense, that adds to your depth there. What, your defense is coming along pretty well.
Defense playing well. We just got to keep getting better each week.
Now we chat with Cedar Ridge coach Clay Jones.
So, Coach, last week the Red Wolves really had a nice showing, that 16-0 shutout. What were your final reactions and takeaways?
Well, you know, Southern Vance has been one of my nemesis, in my coaching career. I started out in that area against a lot of those middle schools that feed Southern Vance, and then moved up to high schools that competed against Southern Vance in the same conference. So, I think that was a bigger win than actually our kids realized, because they're not too familiar with them. But for me, it was a pretty big win, knowing the history of Southern Vance, the athletes they have, you know, how physically they play, to shut them out and to, you know, put some points on the board in different ways was a little bit bigger than I think the kids realized.
Coach, I know that week one wasn't the result you had hoped and that shootout loss to Carrboro, but do you feel, looking back on that, that it really did provide some confidence to your team to believe that they can have a good season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, these two games, like I told somebody earlier, they were two complete opposites. You know, offense had a pretty good night, scoring six touchdowns against Carrboro, coming up a field goal short. And we missed an assignment, and we corrected that assignment. And going into this game, our first score against Southern Vance was about a similar field goal from the opposite side of the field, and we got it off clean, and we scored. So that in itself is a big correction for us. I think we're very confident, and the kids are very excited right now, and that's one of the main things that I wanted to get across to these guys these next 2 weeks, is continue doing the things that we've done, correct our mistakes.
Coach, it seems like the defense is really coming around this season. Cedar Ridge has really had some offensive threats in years past, but now in your first year, it seems the defense is really starting to come together. What are your thoughts on that side of the football?
I give all the credit to our defensive staff. I'm by admission, I'm an offensive guy, and my main philosophy is don't let them score. But our defensive coaches have been working very tirelessly. We've got a lot of experience and some youth on that side of the ball, both in our coaching staff and in our players, and I think the approach that they're taking is working. We still need to do a little better job open field tackles and not bailing teams out on third down so much. I'd rather them, go ahead and force the punt, and that's something we talked about in our coaches' meeting yesterday. They're doing a tremendous job, and our job as coaches is only going to get it tougher as the season goes on, because these offenses we're going to see are going to be tougher the longer we play.
Coach, with you mentioned it, the conference play is coming up on us quickly. Do you use these first three or four games as kind of, not to say they're practice, but really to get your team in gear for that grind that's ahead that starts after that bye week you have when it really just gets hot and heavy with the competition in this area?
Yeah. I put a lot of emphasis on that first game because I really thought that was important for us. But ever since then, everything we're doing from here on out is trying to get better and trying to get wins and so that we're able to compete in our conference this year. We're not just looking to do the same thing we did last year and beat a few teams here and there and not compete with anybody else. We want to compete with our whole entire conference, top to bottom. Now, whether we come out winners or losers, that'll all be taken care of between the lines and between the kids. But I think with us competing this year with a lot of changes and things like that, that's going to be big for us confidence-wise going into this conference.
Coach, this week you have East Chapel Hill in your home opener. That'll be nice, I'm sure, to get in front of the home fans. What are you looking forward to in that matchup?
More consistently. I know they're in a transition period very similar to us, maybe in a little bit different transition period than we are right now. But they're a young football team, and we've seen a lot of things on tape that we need to prepare for. And our offense needs to get back on track. We've had a very good fan base on the road for these two games, even at Southern Vance last week. And I've been preaching to the guys, if you want people to come see you play, you have to do things each week a little bit better. And we have to get people around this area talking about Cedar Ridge football. And if we do that by winning ball games and by putting on a good show and competing and doing things on both sides of the ball and special teams, I think the fans will continue to come and support us.
Up next, we'll chat with Chapel Hill Tiger Chief Isaac Marsh.
It's time for our conversation with Chapel Hill coach Isaac Marsh.
So, Coach, a solid outing last week against Southern Granville, 24-6 win. You really got contributions from a lot of different areas. Were you happy with the result?
I was pleased that we were able to pick up another victory, especially early on. The things that I'll look at as far as that makes us successful, are we getting our kids on and off the field for our special teams? Well, special teams, along with making sure we're aligned up, if we're in proper alignment, and if we're executing. So I think we had a good strong hold on two out of those four areas, and that's what's going to continue. The challenge is to continue to work on those areas that we're struggling in order to become better.
Coach, on the defensive side of the ball, it really seemed to be that you put the clamps down on South Granville. What did you see on that side of the ball, and do you feel like you're progressing nicely?
Well, I think, defensively, the first half I was not as pleased with our performance because we were not aligned right defensively up front. We had several guys that were out of position, which was allowing for them to have some long, sustained drives on us in the first half. And one of them eventually led to a score. I do believe I was definitely pleased with the fact that defensively, when in the second half we made the adjustments, they stepped up and we pretty much took away their running game. We had a fumble return for a score, which is always positive, and we had one to get called back. So we eventually had two takeaways that led to scores. So that's the positive. And defensively, we're moving in the right direction because it's the second week that defensively we had a takeaway that went for a score for us.
Yeah, those turnovers are huge. Coach, it seems like the theme is revenge this year for the Tigers. You've got some revenge against Riverside in week one. You got another big victory and a loss that you took last season to South Granville. How excited is the team to see the progress that's being made?
I think the guys are especially happy with the, you know, with the fact of how, you know, they're seeing their fruits of their success being rewarded out on the field, and that's always a plus. You know, it's ironic that you mentioned that. You know, listen to James Brown, the Big Payback, you know, before games, and, you know, just to emphasize, you know, what we need to go out there on the field and do, because a lot of teams, they got away from us last year, and some of it was due to youthful mistakes.
Coach, are you seeing a lot more leadership out on the field and being able to correct in-game corrections more so this year than last year with the youth getting experience?
Definitely. We're definitely seeing a lot of, you know, like one of our captains came to us and said, Coach, we have too big of a gap. And that was Noah Layden, you know, where he pointed out, Coach, we got too big of a gap between from the defensive end to our D tackle with our alignment. And when he pointed that out to us, we were able to say, you know, get the D line together and be able to make that adjustment before the second half started. So that was a huge plus. And just the kids, their communication, you know, to us. And like I always tell the players, you know, you guys are the ones that's out there on the field. You let us know what you see, what you're getting up front from our opponent. And they are doing an outstanding job of it this season so far.
Coach, you hit the road, play Carrboro this week. They're also 2-0. It should be a great matchup. What are you expecting out of the Jaguars, and what are the keys to emerging with another victory?
I think that one key, we have to play sound football. After the, you know, studying Carrboro this past week, well, this weekend, looking at what they have been able to do, and they have a healthy Trey Sharp. I feel that one of the keys, we have to take him, we have to take Trey Sharp away from their offense.
Up next, we'll wrap up the show with previews, picks, and we'll reveal our grid great of the week. In our WCHL Game of the Week, Chapel Hill travels over to Carrboro in a battle of 2-0 teams. I'm going to go ahead and take the Tigers on this one, Matt.
I'm going with Carrboro, the Jaguars. Orange looks to improve to 3-0 when it takes on Durham foe Riverside. I'm going with Orange.
The Crush. The Northwood Chargers are also eyeing a 3-0 start, but must defeat their Chatham County rival and Jordan Matthews to do so. I'm going to pick Northwood in this one.
I am too, Matt. Our final area battle has Cedar Ridge traveling to East Chapel Hill. I'm picking Cedar Ridge.
I agree. I'm going to go with the Red Wolves.
Let's take a look at our Super Six.
At number six, we have East Chapel Hill.
Number five, Cedar Ridge.
Number four, Chapel Hill.
Number three, Carrboro.
Number two, Northwood.
And number one... For a third straight week, it's our Orange Crush Panthers.
And Matt, it's time for our grid grade of the week, and this week it goes to Northwood's Elijah Washington. The defensive tackle recorded 21 tackles, including 10 solos and 3 sacks.
It's time to head out to Carrboro for our WCHL Game of the Week as the Jaguars take on the Chapel Hill Tigers. Join us again next week for the grid with Matt and Matt.